Listening Library presents How to Catch a Bogle by Catherine Jinks, read for you by Mandy Williams. London, England, circa 1870. Chapter 1. Two Missing Boys. The front door was painted black, with a shiny brass knocker that made a satisfying noise when Alfred used it. Rat-tat-tat. Birdie spied a lace curtain twitching in the drawing-room window. "Someone's at home," she remarked. Alfred said nothing. He looked tired after their long walk, but then again he always looked tired. His grey moustache drooped, his shoulders were bent, his brown eyes sagged at the corners under his wide, floppy hat brim. Suddenly, the door was flung open. A housemaid in a white cap peered at them suspiciously, her gaze lingering on Alfred's frayed canvas trousers and baggy green coat. "Yes?" she asked. "What's your business?" Alfred removed his hat. "The name is Bunce," he replied in his gravelly voice. "I came here on account of I was sent for."
"Sent for?"
the housemaid echoed. "A Miss Ellen Meggs sent for me, by passing word through Tom Cobbings."
"Oh!" the housemaid put a hand to her mouth. "Are you the gore devil man?"
"The bogler, aye."
"And I'm Birdie. I'm the prentice."
Because Birdie was very small and thin and pale, she was often ignored, so she liked to wear the most colourful clothes she could find. This summer, her dress was a dull cotton drab, but she had added a little cape made of yellow satin, very soiled and creased, and there were red feathers on her battered straw hat. Stepping out of her master's shadow,